This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Go vote on our Grant and Danny poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long distance, residential, commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. We're asking you over on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account, what move the Commanders should make next? You want to see a speedy running back, a wide receiver two, an edge, a corner? What are they going to do to kick off free agency? What should they do? That is our poll today presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Right now, though, let's get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Don't want to waste any time because the gentleman joining us has to get ready to call a hockey game and is kind enough to give us a few minutes. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. John Walton will be on pregame coming up in about a half hour. John, thank you for making time for us. Let's just start with the news of the day. NHL trade deadline. Caps send a 2 for Anthony Beauvillier. Feels like a rich return for Pittsburgh, but obviously Washington likes the player. Why?
Well, I think they know they needed a depth forward and someone who had some playoff experience, a veteran, and Anthony Beauvillier fills all of those. So that was pretty much what they told us they were going to do and went out and did it. And you're right about the return. Second round does seem high, but I'll tell you what, you had so many teams buying and so few selling that the prices were inflated across the board. There were a lot of moves that in looking at the return and number of picks, and I think it was a difficult environment in which to make big moves unless you are willing to part with a lot of future assets. And the Capitals have a lot of future assets they like and they didn't want to part with. So I like the move. I think you're going to see him, I think, to begin. He's going to be at practice tomorrow morning. I think we're going to get our first chance to chat with him tomorrow. Almost certainly going to play against Seattle on Sunday and see what Spencer Carberry thinks. If he's going to plug in on the third line, that seems like a good spot. But we'll see where he ends up here.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you, John. Where do you see him slotting in and maybe who's the odd man out because of it?
Well, I think what's interesting, Danny, is you've got a couple of things you could do. You think third line because that's what we've all been talking about.
Right.
They haven't produced maybe as much as you'd like. It started with Hendrix Lapierre, and then you bring in Lars Eller in November, and now you do this. But it could free up a spot, maybe Connor McMichael sliding down. Maybe if you like Beauvillier with, say, Dubois and Wilson or something along those lines, and you're still kind of figuring out the lines in that top nine. You know, there's been a little bit of tweaking even since Four Nations of what you want to do. I would surprise me if he played on that side in the top six, and maybe that gives Mikey a more favorable matchup. You could do that. I think they're going to play with a number of things here in the next few games, and when we go to California next week, I could see a couple of different looks, depending on what the chemistry is. But I think my knee-jerk is you probably have him on line three and playing on maybe that left side.
Yeah, John, their top line, Ovi, Strome, and Protas, has been marvelous, but their best line all year has been McMichael, Dubois, and Wilson. I would hate to break that up. They've been so good, and I get that McMichael might be able to elevate his game and not only give the third line a jolt, but even get more offense, you know, individually. I would be really worried. I mean, the top six is been awesome. Why touch it?
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument for that, too. I'm not saying that you would do that necessarily right away, but just as an option, I think that's probably the best part about Beauvillier coming is, you know, he has been a top six guy before, and he can be in a lot of places. And I think that versatility along with veteran leadership, and he can score some goals. He's got 13 goals this year on a team that, quite frankly, isn't very good. So coming over to one that is very good, it'll be interesting to see what he can pull off. But, yeah, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And certainly in more recent times, I would definitely agree with that. And Mikey's shown some signs of starting to put the puck back in the net, too. The other guys have been nails. So we'll see where it goes here when they start line rushes, maybe as soon as tomorrow morning.
John Walton with us here on G&D, kind enough to give us a few before he's got to call a game in a short order. Second-round pick feels a little steep to me for depth forward. I get that picks maybe mean less when you're a cup contender, but that was one of those, when you bought a house, it's like, man, it's more than I wanted to pay, but I love the house. And I kind of did that cringe when I signed my name and date a bunch of times. Second-rounder feels steep to me, John. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the economics of it where there's just supply and demand. I look at some of the other moves that were made today and, you know, I think the Caps did a lot of their moves in July, and I think because of that, they didn't really have to go too deep like some other teams did today. Dallas made the biggest move of the day in Mikko Rantanen leaving Carolina. I did see guys, and if you haven't seen it, go find it. The governor of North Carolina weighing in on a hockey trade. He's a big hockey fan, and he let Rantanen have it for basically no showing the 13 games since coming from Denver, and now he's with Dallas. Big, big trade. But you know it's big when the governor's weighing in. So, but that was two first-rounders going the other way, too. Big players were big picks, and there was just a lot of draft capital that was getting slotted around for things that I was, in some cases, was really surprised about. Wasn't that surprised in the case for Washington, but they needed to get a little bit better, and I think they probably would have been happier maybe given a third. But in the end, they said, listen, this is the guy we want. We'll give a second and move on.
The Caps are atop the Eastern Conference standings. They've been running away with the Metro. Right now, they are 7 points in the clear, though, of anybody in the conference and 10 up on the Canes in the division. How about the teams that helped themselves? You know, the Cats went and got Brad Marchand. The Canes made some moves. What about the rest of the conference today?
I thought that some of the best teams in the East got better. Toronto did with Scott Laughton coming in. Florida has amazed me, and I think they are a problem to deal with. I think the best thing that I can say, and a lot of people say, oh, the Caps didn't do very much. I would answer that and why I'm still very optimistic two ways. One, the Caps did their homework in July and didn't have to do a lot today. They had 7 new players come in. So given this closeness of this group and the fact that Caps did a lot of their heavy lifting in the summer, they didn't have to do a lot today. And the best part about Florida loading up, Toronto loading up, and Tampa Bay loading up, the way that the NHL playoffs are set up, if this was the old 1-8, 2-7, I would say this could be trouble. Those three teams I just mentioned are in the Atlantic, and they are going to beat the crap out of each other for the first two rounds of the playoffs. And Carolina has taken a hit. They didn't get much back for the present anyway in trading Rantanen today. New Jersey is beat up. They lost Jack Hughes for the year. The Capitals are going to be Metropolitan Division champions in about another 30 days. The teams behind them are faltering while the Caps are still playing very well. And I know that Spencer Carberry doesn't want to talk like that right now, but that's just the reality of the situation is the Caps are going to win this division. And when they do, they've got home ice and got teams that aren't as strong as who I just mentioned. So I'm not saying that in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you got to be tough and you've got to be able to win in hostile environments. And Carolina and New Jersey is still going to provide that, maybe Columbus too. But that is a war in the Atlantic. And the Caps, hopefully, at the end of round two, when you're looking at a potential East final, are going to be sitting on the other side against a team that has been severely beat up. And in Florida's case, has played to June already 2 straight years and trying to do it 3 straight. That's not easy to do. So lots of reasons for optimism, and hopefully that's the way it shakes out. Long way to go. Anything can happen. Hockey's crazy. But if you want to lay out the plan, that's the way I'd want to lay it out.
Yeah, John, you mentioned, actually I've heard you talk about this a bit. Want to give you a chance to do so again. Sorry about your success. They're so far ahead of everybody, and nobody else below them is gaining any ground, even though the Caps had a quote-unquote lull. I think 6-3-1 is something we'd all love to have as a lull, but I digress. How hard is that to then kind of ramp back up to that playoff intensity where you're just looking at your watch going, can we get this thing started already? We all know we're the one seed. We all know we're the best team here. Let's get ramped up. And I imagine it might be worth it to have somebody chasing a little bit so iron sharpens iron, but I think that's a challenge here that they're going to have to embark on.
I think there are going to be some games. And that's a valid point. I mean, I think when they won the President's Trophy back in 2017, they were so far ahead of everybody else. And, I mean, I think the mood around the team is, well, okay, we lost tonight. Who cares? We're still 19 points up, right? So I think that's a valid thing. I think this coaching staff gets them ready every night, and I think they're not letting these guys really look too far ahead. And they do need to improve some things. And there are some things in their game. Detroit gives them trouble. It's going to be a tough game tonight. They get Detroit coming back out the California trip on the 18th. They're going to be back here. They got to see Florida on the next homestand when they come back. They're going to be here in 2 weeks. And that is the playoff preview of playoff previews, probably. They handled Toronto pretty well this year. But you know what? Now they've got Scott Laughton down the middle. They're a better team. They got Brandon Carlo from Boston today. So they're a better team. There are going to be some challenges that they will still have to face in the regular season. And I do like the fact that, you know, along the way, you want to be playing well for the big man in 895, too. And I think that's a bonding thing. I know some people, like, you know, I've done interviews and they'll say, oh, is that a distraction? It's the opposite of a distraction. It's actually a bonding thing for all of these guys, I think. So there's a lot of things that I think are different about this year, different about this coaching staff than maybe a 2017 team, like I'm saying and what you're referencing. But I think they'll be fine. I think just being healthy, being ready to go for game one and let those Atlantic guys duke it out and then see what happens if you're fortunate enough to get the round three.
Big Caps game tonight, Red Wings at Capital One Arena. Puck drop a little after 7. Red Wings are one of the teams hunting for the postseason. Just made a couple of additions today that won't be with them for the game tonight. So opportunity for the Caps to pounce, perhaps. John, thank you. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Have a great call. There's John Walton. Listen to him tonight right here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, stretch run of the show. We are going to give you what you want. It is a Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. You can send in your questions via Twitter at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. You can call us now and hop in line 800-636-1067. Your chance to ask us anything.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
First question I've got is from the 106.7 The Fan YouTube chat, where people are watching us in high definition. Captain Todd wants to know, how long is it going to take for the Nationals to be good?
Yeah. Okay. That's a great question. It'll happen at some point, right? On their current course, they're on the track to be kind of okay. Because you have to spend somewhere, somehow, to improve the roster. Right?
Tag me in. They should be good next year. This year is going to be another 70 to 75 win season, probably. Had they have spent more aggressively in free agency, I think they would have been closer to an 81 win team. I have to now assume that next offseason they will go out and get a piece or two to help them, but they should be over 500 next year. Now, if you're saying good as in a 90 win ball club, they're
probably what I was talking about.
Two seasons away from that, unless they make a pretty enormous leap next year, but they could win, let's say, you know, this is bullish in best case scenario, but 76, 77 games this year and then 88 games or something next year if they have a big offseason and James Woods a star and Dylan Cruz is a star and they're pitching like Mackenzie Gore and Mike Soroka come into its own and those guys hit at the top of their ceilings. But you still need to add reinforcements. But I would say next year they're over 500 for the first time. The year after that, ideally, they're back in the playoffs would be the plan. Could have easily been this year they're a 500-ish team, and next year they're a playoff-caliber team, but it didn't work out that way this offseason.
No, it did not. They didn't seem very interested in pursuing that course.
All right, I got another one here.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Somebody wants to know, what was our biggest disagreement off-air over the years? About the show, I guess? I don't know. But something that we disagreed about over the years.
Oh, well, when you're in the room for 23 hours a week with people,
yes,
there are going to be a million disagreements, trying to single one out. Mostly food related, probably, where I find out that Grant's never tried something or has tried it and claims to not like it or is confused by certain things. There are too many of those to name. No milk with cereal. I started my Instagram because Grant spit out cornbread.
That is your first Instagram post.
You wouldn't go to a place called the Cheesecake Factory because you thought they made cheesecake.
Can I say it was a jalapeno cheese, a jalapeno cornbread?
Yeah. Cornbread. Mm-hmm.
So don't besmirch my good name. It was not cornbread. It was jalapeno cornbread.
You bit it and for almost a full second and then spit it out, and that's why I started my Instagram account. Man, I don't know, man. You never had a Big Mac, I think, is probably a good one that I still can't believe. And you were like, no, it's fine. Millennials are great. We don't eat Big Macs. And I was like, you're ruining the world. And now you're looking down at the next generation doing the same thing. So, yeah, I don't know. There's too many to name.
I don't have anything that comes to mind, honestly. I mean, we've had all kinds of little things where we probably were like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I agree with that. But it was mostly just like what we'll hit on the show or what won't or what we should be talking about or what we shouldn't. I wish I had a better answer.
Just honestly, because there's so the whole that's what the whole thing is.
I mean, yeah, you
know,
like I have takes I'm sure that annoy you on the world. I guess like I would say, it's probably sports takes, honestly, or just.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something where, or like, something like you know, you ended up getting it on Four Nations, but like you'd be dismissive of that. I'll give you one. How dismissive you often are of the Spring Football League that I like. The United Football League has always kind of annoyed me a little bit.
But is that, I guess that's a disagreement.
I don't know if it's a disagreement or not, but it's kind of like anytime I want to do anything like UFL-ish on the air, it's kind of like awkward and you're like, all right, I'll just pretend to be a fraud or like whatever. Like, act like it's like we're talking about the Mystics or the... You know, whatever. You're like, it's kind of fun. It's the UFL.
Sure.
There's 14,000 people over there on a Saturday. It's a good time. One of these days, I'll get you over there. You're going to come over and watch a game with me.
Do we have the Tet, what's his last name, McMillan? Sounder ready for that?
Tet McMillan. I don't think it's ready. No.
No.
Darius is shaking his head. No. All right. Let's go again. We can find another question here.
There we go.
I'm looking for the Grant
song.
Danny's,
I ruined
Tony's
it.
Mailbag. You should definitely call for more audio while Darius is trying to sing.
All right.
Here comes Grant and Danny's, Tony's Mailbag.
Let's go to Noel in Chicago, listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Noel?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question is, we're obviously excited, Commanders fans, about free agency coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Do you guys think beforehand Terry McLaurin is going to sign an extension to help with the salary cap situation to get potentially more free agents signed, or do you think it's going to be a little bit after that?
Excellent question. I'm thinking after. I don't have a lot of it's going to happen to clear the deck type vibes like Dallas had to do to get under the cap. I don't know. I don't have any good reporting on that or anything. I haven't seen anything about it, but that's my instinct because I think about last time how late in the process it was. I think they'll get to it when they get to it.
Yes, so I also think it'll be late because that's how they've done extensions. McLaurin the first time was later. John Allen, if you remember, was like training camp-ish type time frame. I know this is a different regime than that, but that seems to be their way. They also don't need money. If they had to create money and they had $4 million in space right now, then that would be intuitive and easy to predict. But I don't think they need to create any more space than they currently have. Any more money that they free up is good money, but it's not a need. It's more of a want. But they should get that done because they should get that done. Like forget right. cap space. You need to pay him. He's coming off that kind of year. He's got a year left. Like, it is time to give him an extension. So I'm actually surprised it hasn't been more of a talking point in town here recently.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Great one here via Twitter. So I'm curious as to your answer, but he asked me specifically, for triple your current salary, would you cover the Cowboys on afternoon drive in Dallas? It would be identical to your current gig, just in Dallas.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. I have three children and a fourth on the way.
I have three. No more on the way. But I think I would have to, but God.
Now, I'll say it wouldn't be as fun. Like, what we do now is my dream job because we talk about the teams that I love and care about. If I had to leave markets, I was actually thinking about this yesterday. I would want to go to a market where, like, it's just everyone there is from there and everyone is a diehard sports fan, like Detroit or Cleveland or something like that. And they're also generally more welcoming to outside. I was way inside my thoughts on this.
Okay.
They're more welcoming to people from outside of their city who host shows. So like Mike Valenti does afternoon drive, I think it is, maybe mornings in Detroit, and he crushes it. He's from New York, and he talks as if he's a, you know, not a fan of the Lions, but he says you guys, and he gives his honest take on the team. I think I would do a show like that. In Cleveland, they had a guy for years, Adam the Bull, that was on, who was a New York guy as well.
New York guy, yeah.
But anyway, would I do it in another? Yeah. I mean, if I didn't have a job or could get three times as much and I had to move, it's more work than fun. I would talk about politics. I would talk about dogs. I would talk about the new toys that are coming out at KB Toys. If you paid me enough. I mean, it's just a job at that point.
Yeah, I would do it, know it, just because your point about it's not for me anymore. This is like a family thing, but I'd be miserable. I mean, that would be like clocking into work again.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did. I went to work for years. This ain't work.
I always say this: what we do beats working for a living.
100%.
And that would feel more like a job. Like, this is more fun because I'm going to watch the Caps tonight and be psyched doing it. I'm going to watch the Nats every night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch the Capitals. I already said that. The Commanders. I'm going to watch the Wizards a little bit.
Come on. Here we go.
Because that's fun. But that is like work, though, to be clear. That's because we have to. Go ahead, Derek.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I got one here. Somebody wants to know, when I was in the running for the Commanders play-by-play gig, how close I got. That is a painful trip down memory lane,
I will say.
Nice little kick to the giblets.
Like just as a outsider, obviously I'm invested because it's you and we got a show together.
Yeah,
we thought it was happening.
Yeah, there were several weeks
like,
where
we
I was,
thought this was real.
There were several weeks where I real. Thought it was happening. I would say I finished the runner-up. I think I could say that.
Yeah, you did.
For that job. There were people that were talking to me about the job that were in charge of finding the person, and then they hired someone else that was in charge of finding the person, and I interviewed with that person and went to dinner a couple times and was far along in the process. And then I found out that I didn't get the job when they, at the time, I think J.P. Finley was working for NBC Sports Washington, who was a partner with the team. And so they would give NBC Sports Washington some stories. And so J.P. posted a story about who had gotten the job, and it wasn't me. And then they called me 5 minutes later to tell me I wasn't getting the job. But I already knew that because they'd already leaked the story to NBC
Sports Washington. The story first, yeah.
So that was fun. But shtick aside, it was the greatest honor of my life to be in consideration. It's probably the closest I'll ever get to that gig, and it was the coolest thing that ever happened to me. There have been more Popes in my lifetime than there have been play-by-play announcers for that team, and that's the dream job. So It was the coolest thing ever to be in consideration, and I mean that.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
From Sean, best onion rings in the D.C. area. Where's the best place to get onion rings? Oof.
I might have to sit this out. I don't think I've eaten onion rings in more than five places. I'll tell you, I like the onion ring tower I've had, and I think it looks cool at Yard House. They do a good onion ring tower.
Ooh, I haven't had those. Okay, so two tiers for me. It's the, like, I'm gourmet, it's fancy, I'm at a big-time restaurant kind of onion ring, and then it's like I'm just at a Good Stuff Eatery or at a Z-Burger. Those are my two for regular run-of-the-mill onion rings at, like, kind of semi-fast food. In terms of onion rings that are a little bit more fancy pants, I'm a big Capital Grill guy. Their onion rings
are
pretty sophisticated, it feels like. It's like an elevated onion ring, but I love onion rings.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Jack wants to know if the Orioles win the World Series, will I be happy or bitter? I'd be ecstatic. Are you kidding me? That'd be awesome. Now, if they played the Nationals, I would root for the Nationals to win that World Series, obviously, for personal reasons and professional reasons. But my wife's still a diehard O's fan. We go to O's games, and I still like them as an American League club. So, yeah, I'd be happy.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
All right, let's end it here. Sam in Gainesville, you get the last word because Darius's voice needs a break. It seems like it needs a break
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, it's a lot,
of singing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, guys, I'm honored to get the last word. Happy Friday. I hope you all have a great weekend. I've actually got, if I may, two, count them two, dad jokes for one Danny Ruye, if
yes,
I
sir.
May.
All out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between people from Dubai and people from Abu Dhabi?
I don't know.
People from Dubai don't like the Flintstones. People from Abu Dhabi do. That is dad joke number one.
That is a strong dad joke. I thought we were teetering somewhere that we weren't supposed to
like,
be.
Where are we headed?
Hovering over a dump button there.
Is this a big prank?
Did you look both ways before you started talking? Like, hey, come and listen to this one. No, we're good. We're good.
Cool. Dad joke number two. I heard that Walmart is going to start having dental offices in their stores, and they're going to have express lanes for people with 10 teeth or less.
Was there a punchline in there? Isn't there normally a question?
That's a joke.
That's not as much of a dad joke. That's more like calling Walmart clientele hicks. You know what I mean? Like those hillbillies at Walmart.
Jeff wants to know what your dum-dum flavor is, Danny.
I don't have a number one. I usually just cherry, but it's like, that's unoriginal.
It's a good answer.
Yeah, but what's yours?
Good answer. Good answer.
Show me cherry.
Big thanks to Darius, Toby, and Ryan as well. Somebody check his book bag before he leaves today.
Ryan the Klepto.
That's right.
I did a bit walking behind him in the hallway. I'm like, suspect headed towards the kitchen. Pick up surveillance team two, confirm on visual.
For Danny, I'm Grant, so saying so long. We'll be back on Monday at 2 o'clock. And by the way, Monday, free agency day in the
NFL.
Here
we go.
Lots of news, lots of Commanders news between now and then, I'm sure. So make sure you're here, 2 o'clock on Monday. Enjoy the Caps tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by Easterns.com, Easterns Automotive Group. Any car, any way, for everyone. In the NFL, the Commanders released defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. They're going to save $16.3 million in cap space. Also, the Commanders extended an exclusive rights tender to running back Chris Rodriguez. The Bills signed linebacker Terrell Bernard to a four-year extension worth $50 million, $25.2 million guaranteed. In baseball, the Nationals taking on the Mets in spring training action, 0-0 currently in the bottom of the second inning. You can hear Charlie and Dave over on the Team 980. College hoops tomorrow, Georgetown taking on DePaul on the road at 2 o'clock. You know the game right here on The Fan. Number 13, Maryland taking on Northwestern at home, 3 p.m. tip-off on the Team 980. And Virginia Tech taking on number 11, Clemson on the road at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. In hockey, the Caps made a trade today for forward Anthony Beauvillier from the Pittsburgh Penguins, giving up a second-round pick for him. Caps taking on the Red Wings right here on The Fan, coming up at 7 o'clock. Keep it tuned right here to hear John Walton on the call. For 35 years, Eastern's Automotive Group has been helping families move forward, get the lowest rates on the DMV's largest selection of affordable vehicles. Maximize your tax return and lock in low payments today at Easterns.com. Easterns Automotive Group, any car, any way, for everyone. from the Crop Medcalf five-star sports desk. I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.